Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Maintainers of the Masajid, of the Mosques. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who is worthy of love and veneration. He is the one to be glorified, and to whom all of creation submits immediately and in devotion. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without any partner in this worship. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant of Allah and His chosen messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you and myself, O slaves of Allah, to observe the taqwa of Allah and obedience to Him, and to honor His signs in accordance with His saying, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed, that is from the piety of the hearts. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. There are places in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified. These are houses that are dedicated to His worship and filled with devotion and obedience. These are places where the hearts of believers expand, where the souls of worshippers rejoice, and where hearts unite in goodness. There, the believers' ranks are aligned, their words are united. It is there that the believer enters these places with supplication, and exits them with supplication, and enlivens them with their prayers and remembrance. In it, the believers find peace of heart, happiness of soul, and tranquility of spirit. Indeed, brothers and sisters, this place or these places are the masajid or the mosques of Allah. And about these places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, or we are informed, that أحب البلاد إلى الله, the most beloved places to Allah are these places, the masjid. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that He loves these places so much that He attributes them to Himself when He says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, and that the mosques are for Allah. And how can it not be, brothers and sisters, when within them prayers are established, within them the munajat, intimate discourse, and the dua, supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascend, and where their minarets echo with the call to prayer, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heard from the pulpits, and Quranic verses are recited within its walls, and hearts find humility and tranquility in its precincts, and those who visit these places sincerely for the sake of Allah ultimately attain unto Jannah, paradise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghada ila al-masjidi aw raha, a'adda Allahu lahu nuzulahu min al-jannati kullama ghada aw raha." Whoever goes to the mosque in the morning or in the evening, Allah prepares for them a place in paradise every time they go forth or come. Brothers and sisters, in the masajid of Allah, sins are forgiven even if they be many, whilst a multitude of good deeds, hasanat, are recorded, and mercies descend, and tranquility envelops a person. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyuti Allah yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasunahu baynahum illa nazalat alayhim sakinah وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. No group gathers in the house from the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it amongst themselves, except that tranquility descends upon them, mercy covers them, angels surround them, and Allah mentions them to those with Him. Brothers and sisters, what a great thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them, those in His assembly. What a great thing. And this is for those who gather in the house of Allah and who seek to remember the book of Allah and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein. And how can it not be for when a person enters the masajid, the mosque, with this intention, then they are accompanied by noble angels who raise their actions and words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mention the good that is done. For the angels say, يقولون آتيناهم وهم يصلون وتركناهم وهم يصلون. They say, we came to them whilst they were praying and we left them whilst they were praying. O visitors of the houses of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to honor the masajid, to respect them, to show them reverence and to fulfill their rights upon us and to elevate their status. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself about the masajid, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع, in the houses of worship, which Allah has permitted to be elevated. In other words, Allah has made their status elevated and honored in this world and the next. And for this reason, they have a sanctity and they are to be protected and glorified. And indeed, part of that sanctity of the masajid is that we ensure we never enter these masjids except in a pure state, inwardly and outwardly. And this is the purity that a person should embody when he comes to the masajid and should come to them in a state of calmness and dignity. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tatahhara fi baytihi thumma masha ila baytin min buyutillah liyaqdi fariidatan min fara'idillah kanat khatwatahu ihdahuma tahuttu khatiyatan wal ukhra tarfa'u darajatan." He said, "Whosoever purifies himself at his home and then walks to one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill a duty from the duties prescribed by Allah, his every steps will remove his sins. His one step will remove his sins and his other step will elevate his rank." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَّلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. He said, when you come to the prayer, you should come to it with tranquility. And so whatever you catch up, if you've caught up a prayer and it's in the midst of praying, then pray with it. And whatever you miss, you complete it. And this is also important, brothers and sisters, that when we go to the masajid, we should wear the best and cleanest of our clothes, realizing that it's as if we are a visitor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if any one of us was to visit the king, we would make sure we were on our best appearance. Then what is it if we were to visit the king of the kings? And as if this is, we have to act upon this saying, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُضُوا زِينَتُكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. O children of Adam, take your zina, your best adornment at every masjid. For in and elsewhere, it's been reported, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَحَقُّ مَنْ تُزُيِّنَ لَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most deserving of those who should be adorned for. So brothers and sisters, then we should reflect, what can we hope for if we come to the masajid in inappropriate clothing or carrying offensive odors of tobacco or certain foods that are repulsive in their odors that harm the worshippers and also chase away the angels? For such people, we need to change their ways. Change these ways. Haven't we heard the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Inna al-mala'ikata tata'adha mimma yata'adha minhu Banu Adam." Indeed, the angels are offended by what offends the children of Adam. And amongst that which is honoring of the masajid is that when we enter upon them, we say, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, Allahumma ghafir li dhunubi waftah li abwaab rahmatik. In the name of Allah, may the peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, forgive me my sins and open the doors of your mercy for me. Likewise, when we should maintain this greeting every time we enter the masajid, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha dakhala ahadukum al-masjid, falyarka' rak'atayn qabla an yajlisa." When any one of you enters the mosque, let him perform 2 rak'at before sitting. The worshipper should also preserve the beauty and splendor of the masajids, their pleasant appearance, and strive for the continuous cleanliness. Let us not forget that there was a woman who during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she used to clean the masjid. We don't know her name, but we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembered her and appreciated her and prayed for her after she died. Subhanallah, what a success just by her cleaning the masjid. Likewise, brothers and sisters, we should recognize from the hurma sanctity of the masjid is that we lower our voices therein and not engage in idle talk. And also even when we're reciting or doing something, we shouldn't recite out so loud that we disturb others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala inna kullakum munajin rabbah." Verily, each of you is conversing with his Lord. "Fala yu'dhiyanna ba'dukum ba'dah." So do not harm each one or raise your voices. "Wala yarfa' ba'dukum 'ala ba'din fil qira'ah." And don't raise your voices upon one another in recitation. And so this is about those who are raising their voices in the Quran. What about if someone raises their voice with idle talk or talk of this dunya, this ephemeral world? Surely they've been informed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, "Innama indeed the mosques are only for hiya li dhikri Allahi azza wa jal wa salati wa qira'ati al-Quran." The mosques are for the remembrance of Allah, prayer and the recitation of the Quran and the like of this, but not for the talk of this dunya. A man once raised his voice in the masjids, and Sayyidina Umar said to him, "Atadri ayna anta?" Do you not know where you are? So let us be keen, brothers and sisters, to honor the sanctity of the masajid, to utilize the gift that we have, that we are in the presence of these sacred places where the angels are recording our deeds and we draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we pray, we shouldn't be in a haste to leave the masjid. We shouldn't rush to leave the mosque after completing our prayers. For one who does that is depriving himself of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of the angels who pray for the one who stays in the masjid. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al malaikatu tusalli ala ahdikum ma dama fi musalla alladhi salla fihi ma lam yuhdith taqulu allahumma ighfir lahu allahumma arhamhu." The angels continue praying for one of you as long as he is in the place where he prayed, so long as he does not break his ablution, saying, and the angels say, "Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him." So brothers and sisters, we should adorn ourselves with the etiquette of the people of the masajid. We should be from those who maintain the masajid. And if it's the Yawm al-Jum'ah, this blessed day of Jum'ah, then we should give the path its due by not parking our vehicles outside the masajid in places that block the path of others. This is something forbidden and impermissible. Likewise, if we're arranging our shoes, we shouldn't just scatter them in a way that makes it difficult for other people to access their shoes. When we enter the masajid, we should straighten the rows and sit wherever where the assemblies end. Beware of crossing over other people's necks and disturbing other people. A man once did this, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ijlis faqad adhaita." Sit down, for indeed you've caused harm. When we face the khatib, the person giving the khutbah, we should face him with our faces and accept his words with our hearts, following the example of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used to face the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their entirety, listening attentively to the sermon of the imam, avoiding idle talk and speech during it, refraining from raising their voices. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once would comment on people who engage in this type of idle talk. He said, "Man lagha fala jum'ata lahu." Whoever speaks during the khutbah, then there is no Jummah. They don't attain any Jummah for them. For them, there is no reward because they've negated the purpose of Jummah. In fact, they're causing sin by disturbing others. So likewise, brothers and sisters, even if we're quiet ourselves, if we're bringing children to the masajid, then each and every one of us is responsible for our children. We can't just leave our children, neglect them, let them run around and become a source of annoyance and disturbance to others. So brothers and sisters, these are the times for us to respect the masajid and to honor this blessing and to honor the imams. And let's revive this masajid, and let's revive our worship, especially as we draw nearer and nearer to the blessed month of Ramadan, and we are now in the blessed days of Sha'ban. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out saying, "Aina jirani, aina jirani," فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ رَبَّنَا وَمَنْ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُجَاوِرَكَ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ عُمَّارَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, as if in the hadith Qudsi, "Where are my neighbors? Where are my neighbors?" And the angels will say, "Oh, our Lord, who is worthy to be your neighbor?" And the response will come, "Those who are maintaining the masajid, the mosques." Brothers and sisters, what could be more greater than this? To attain unto the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be of those who attain unto this call. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. Oh, ya arhamar rahimeen. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.